Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, along with Ross Tucker. I'm Jim Galante, and it's time for Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com, celebrating the return of the fans. Mark is having a special deal for the first game versus Ball State. Purchase one RV for the weekend, you get a second one for free. That is a two-for-one deal. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 800-519-8467. Ross, over the last several weeks, you've been evaluating the film on the class of 2021. That's the incoming freshmen, and you rank them. Let me read off the rankings real quickly for our listeners, then we could go into our own evaluation of your rankings. At the very top is cornerback Kalen King, followed by Christian Vaiu, the quarterback, Lonnie White, the outfielder, Devon Townley, Zakee Wheatley, Kobe King, Harrison Wallace, Jamari Budin, Liam Clifford, Khalil Dinkins, Landon Tangwell, Nate Bruce, Jalen Reed, Rodney McGraw, Jordan Vandenberg, Jeffrey Davis, and not even worthy of an evaluation, the kicker, Sanders Zahedak. Ross, you got the list in front of you. Anything stick out besides the kicker?
Couple things. Well, first of all, for the kicker, like, look, I'm sure he's a good kicker, and I'm happy he's going to Penn State, and he's a good kicker. Otherwise, they wouldn't have offered him a full ride to go to Penn State to kick. But I am not spending my time evaluating a kicker. Sorry. And for Lonnie White, it's definitely the highest-ranked outfielder I've ever had. Yeah, definitely the highest-ranked outfielder. We've been doing this for a while now. Highest-ranked outfielder I've had. You know, Jim, a couple things. One would be, and I'm just being frank here, it's not a great class. It's not a great class. Now listen, over the years, there have been plenty of 4- and 5-star guys that turn out to be busts. And there's 2- and 3-star guys that end up being really good players for Penn State. And it's how they develop that really matters. But to only have 4 guys with an 8.0 grade or higher, and one of them is now playing for the Pittsburgh Pirates organization, it's not good. I mean, I'm not overly excited about this year's class. Now, that doesn't mean there aren't some guys that I am excited about, and I am, and you know, I think the quarterback's got something. I loved Kalen King. And even Devon Townley sort of surprised me. I didn't realize he was that good until I actually, you know, did his video. He got me excited. But overall, it's kind of a lot of middle-of-the-road guys. It feels like a lot of 3-star type of guys to me. Like I said earlier, probably the biggest surprise to me, Jim, is 2 of the guys I liked the most, I knew like nothing about, and I think they were really late gets for Penn State, in Devon Townley and Harrison Wallace. Harrison Wallace is good. I mean, I had no idea until I watched that tape. I really like him, the wide receiver from Alabama who was another late get for Penn State. I was really impressed by what I saw from Harrison Wallace, but overall, you know, probably the worst group that Penn State's brought in, I would say, since we've been doing this.
Well, if we go by the numbers, that's definitely the case. Do you recall, I don't know if it was last year or previous year, in fact, some of the listeners noticed this, and how many 8.1s there were? Do you remember that? It became.
Is that what it was? I remember there was, we had a lot of one number. I couldn't remember what number it was.
I believe it was 8.1. And at this point, you know, where we were saying a couple years ago that felt like the default score, now we only have 2 guys above it, and Lonnie White at 8.1, who's not even going to be there. Now, one of the things that I look at when we do these, Ross, is how your rankings differ from the services. And there's always going to be something of a difference, but it's when there's a large difference, and it can go both ways, positive and negative. The one I'm looking at is Landon Tengwall, who, by the services, he was the highest-rated player. You have him only at a 7.6, and I think he's actually in the lower half of the class. What I know you're watching what you saw on tape, but how does it there become that big a gap in the rankings? And specifically, why do you think that happened with Tengwall?
I can tell you exactly why I think that is, Jim. Because they do these rankings earlier and earlier now for these kids. And Tengwall was ranked really high after 9th or 10th grade because he's really impressive looking physically. I mean, he's 6'6", 320, and just put together. I mean, body type already looks like an NFL offensive lineman. And I think as a result, he got ranked really high, really high. And I think it's tough for the services to go from having a guy ranked in the top 50 in the country or top 100 or whatever Tengwall was in 10th grade to then you see his junior year and maybe there wasn't that much improvement or maybe he looks a little bit stiffer. I think it's rare, Jim, for them to take a guy ranked 28th and all of a sudden make him 308th, right? Like, they'll move him down, but I don't think they drop guys that far. I don't think they drop guys from, you know, top 10 to not even in the top 500 because that just, like, looks bad for them. So my guess is, and I don't even know this, you have to tell me, but Tengwall was ranked really, really high when the initial rankings came out after 10th grade. And then junior year, maybe not quite as impressive, so they dropped him a little bit. But I don't have to worry about what other people ranked him as or not dropping him too much. I'm only ranking him one time, and I'm just going by what I see. I think that's the disconnect.
And it's interesting you say that. I always use the baseball analogy. If a pitcher throws 98 miles an hour, he's going to be highly regarded no matter what else is going on. I think if a kid, and the stories about Landon Tengwall is how serious he took football from a pretty young age. He was already working very hard at this on his body in eighth, ninth grade. So he probably was, like you said, a physical specimen, pretty young. And that's what scouting people were looking at. And there's nothing wrong with doing that. I want to shift gears from the disappointment to a guy you had at the top of your list and got rave reviews already in the spring, and that's Kalen King, Ross. When I watch these films, I often wonder how you are able to get so much information just out of the film. And it's you say things, I go back and rewatch the film, and I go to myself, oh, that's why Ross said it. Now I see it. But Kalen King, I felt like he just jumped off the film and looked like the very best player on the field.
Yeah, so here's what's interesting about the King brothers, okay? If you remember, Jim, I kind of thought that, you know, they had offered Kobe King, the linebacker, his brother, to make sure they got Kalen King. Because Kalen King's junior video was really, really good. And I was not impressed by Kobe King's junior video and thought Penn State just, they wanted Kalen so bad, they thought, well, we got to take Kobe as well. Well, the good thing about the Kings is I thought that Kobe King's senior video showed a lot of improvement. I thought he was much better and much more impressive of a prospect as a senior than he was as a junior, which is great. As opposed to maybe some of these other guys, perhaps like a Tengwall that didn't progress or didn't improve as much as you would hope or think. That's certainly the case with Kobe King. And conversely, I thought Jamari Budden got better and I thought Jalen Reed took a step back. You know, and that's one thing that They always talk about when you're a player, and I think it's true in life, you're really usually either getting better or getting worse. You know, like, people don't stay the same as much as you think they do. And really, if you're staying the same, you're really getting worse because other people are getting better comparatively. So I thought Kobe was good, but Kalen King is a stud. I mean, not just is he number one on my rankings, Jim, I gave him an 8.5. You know, Vaiu's an 8.2, and then White, 8.1, Townley, 8.0. But my point is, I've got Kalen King head and shoulders as the best player in the class. I mean, by a decent amount. And I just think he showed a lot on his video. And really, he's got good speed, but it wasn't just the rare speed. It was, he just gets it. He just has a great natural feel for playing that position.
I always go back to James Franklin's quote where he says, the ball finds him. And obviously, he means the opposite. King finds the ball. And watching his tape, he just seemed to have that football smarts, the instincts for it. I do, in the last minute or so we have left, Christian Vaiu, the quarterback, everyone already now is talking about the 22 guys, you know, Drew Aller and Bo Prabula. It seems like you ranked Christian Vaiu pretty highly. What did you like about Vaiu?
Well, remember, of course, for the Maryland guys like Vaiu and Tangwall, in fairness to those guys, they didn't play this year. So, you know, I'm judging them by their junior video, but Vaiu just, I mean, he throws a nice ball. He looked like he had great command of what they were doing. I thought he really knew how to feather in certain routes, certain nine routes, you know, down the field, which is just like a fly route, just go. I was impressed. I was impressed by his accuracy. I think he moves better than I thought he was going to. Not that he's really a dual threat guy, but I think he moves better than you think. And I think he's a good player. I think he's got a real shot for Penn State.
I did like his tape too, and I was surprised about with his mobility. But I think what I liked just as much about him, there was a play, he was flushed out of the pocket, had some open room, got the first down, then got out of bounds. He knew not to challenge one of the defenders. All right, Ross, that is it for quarter number two and Tucker's tape. Stick around, quarter number three, it's Ask Ross. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. To celebrate, GoPSURV.com has a very special offer. For the first home game of the season, rent one RV and get a second one for free. A two-for-one deal. That's right. You can double the family, double the friends, definitely double the fun. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for more information.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.